We now bring to these microphones David James. It's that time for our weekly conversation, and we catch David in the Philippines again this week. This time, he's at Word of Life, the ministry reaching young people in that very wonderful location of the Philippines. I've been out there. It's a beautiful nation and, in fact, a lovely place to have ministry. And David, you're teaching at the Bible Institute this week. What are you teaching?
Well, that's right. Yeah, having a great time. This is my 10th time in the country, and I was teaching Current Theological Issues, which is a course I've taught many times, many places around the world. And then, interestingly, just 5 days before we were to head here, they had a guest teacher who had to leave unexpectedly, and they asked me if I would teach the book of Daniel. I'd never taught Daniel before, so I scrambled. I told him, based upon what I knew about prophecy and teaching God's plan through the ages and working with you and hearing you teach on it, I'd give it my best shot. And so I loved it, and I've told him I'd love to come back and teach it again next year.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute, buddy. How about me? I mean, you got all these other opportunities. No, I'm teasing. I'm glad you're out there. What is it, about a 16-hour flight to get out there?
Well, that's just one of three.
One of three. Oh, well, some guys, I'll go to the Bahamas and the Bermuda and those locations. You take care of the Philippines. Well, I understand also there's a major staff conference there at Word of Life Camp this week. Did you have any ministry responsibilities in the conference?
Well, I did. It was the Pacific Rim Conference for all of Word of Life staff, both here in the Philippines and from Japan, from Korea, from Taiwan, from Australia, from New Zealand. I guess there were about 200 staff altogether. And they asked me to do a seminar, a breakout session on prophecy in crisis. So I talked about a lot of the topics you and I have discussed over the course of the many months we've been doing this, and that was received very well, and especially talking about the anti-dispensationalism that is out there and then some of the crazy things that are going on in prophetic ministries.
Wow. Well, indeed, that sounds like a compilation of many of the courses you do teach. But if not, let's check it out. We may want to have that a part of our curriculum for our School of Prophets. Well, this week's program, the theme is Thanksgiving. We're moving into Thanksgiving week, and it's important for each and every one of us to be thankful. We're not thankful enough, in my opinion. But let me ask you a question before we get into the theme. Are you going to be home for Thanksgiving?
Well, I actually am. There are a lot of years that I'm out away, out on the mission field somewhere, but this time I'm going to be able to make it home.
Well, that's great. Praise the Lord. I'm sure your family will be very, very happy about that. Of course, Thanksgiving is uniquely an American holiday because of the way it is tied into our history. But do they have any similarities there in the Philippines for a holiday like this?
Well, it's kind of an interesting history there. A lot of people may not realize that the Philippines was actually an American colony in the first half of the 1900s, and so actually the American Thanksgiving was celebrated here by both Americans and Filipinos. And then during World War II, under the Japanese occupation, it was celebrated by both Americans and Filipinos in secret. The tradition then continued until about 1965, and then it was revived for a little while again until about 1980. But it's no longer a part of the tradition here.
David, you know, although we're celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday this coming week, it's going to be a special day for families to come together. Thankfulness is not necessarily something that characterizes a lot of people, even, I would say, in the church. Now, there seems to be more than enough grumbling and complaining to go around most of the time, doesn't there?
Well, yes, I guess I would have to say that. I think that's one of the weaknesses that characterizes America in general, and I think it certainly has made inroads in the church. You know, we raised our kids on the mission field in Hungary, and so most of their lives and most of what they knew was from the mission field. And as they came, both of them came back to the United States, one of the things that was most difficult about their transition was the materialism in the United States. And I would say the thanklessness or the lack of thankfulness that is present in a lot of people in the United States simply because of the overabundance of wealth and the materialism.
Yeah, and along that line, the Friday after Thanksgiving, Boy, that's a sort of an official kickoff for the Christmas season. And would you agree, David, that all of this advertising actually tries to tap into the general lack of thankfulness in order to sell Americans a lot more stuff?
Well, yeah, I sure would. You know, Friday is known as Black Friday, and then you have Cyber Monday. And, you know, advertising and big businesses, they try to feed off and try to create a spirit of discontent in people. And I think, again, believers tend to succumb to that at times. But, you know, in Philippians, Paul mentions Thanksgiving in chapter 4. He said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And interestingly, just a little bit later in that chapter, he says that he's learned to be content in whatever state he is, whether he has a lot or has a little, that he's learned to be content. And I think that is the key to being thankful, to be satisfied with what the Lord has brought into your life and has blessed you with, and being content with that.
Well, I tell you what, I love that chapter, the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. In fact, I love all of Philippians. When I get down in the dumps a little bit, or I think I need a pickup of some type, I grab my Bible, go to the book of Philippians, and especially chapter 4. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Well, in fact, that helps us to understand and realize that the scriptures have a lot to say about being thankful. So let's first think about the Old Testament, David. What would be some principles that we find there in the Old Testament concerning being thankful?
Well, I did a search in the Old Testament, and it turns out that some form of the word thanks or thankful or thanksgiving appears 74 times in 70 verses in the Old Testament. So it certainly is a theme. And one place that we find it is in part of the Law of Moses. Of course, we aren't under the Law of Moses, but we do get some ideas, particularly about the heart of God, through the laws that he prescribed. And in the book of Leviticus, we find that there are actually offerings and sacrifices that were prescribed for the people of God to show their thanks to the Lord for what he had done. And then in the book of Psalms, the word thanks or thanksgiving actually appears 37 times in 35 verses. It appears throughout the Psalms, talking about giving thanks. The Psalms are a lot of the praise and worship of the people of God in the Old Testament in the Psalms. And we see this idea of thanksgiving throughout the Psalms from beginning to end.
Well, let's go now to the New Testament. What are a few key passages that we need to keep in mind as believers in Jesus Christ?
Well, it's certainly mentioned a lot in the New Testament. We find it in 66 verses altogether. Again, thanks or thankful or thanksgiving or something like that. But let me just mention a couple. Ephesians chapter 1, we find that we are to give thanks for other believers. Paul mentions it, that he does not cease to give thanks for the believers there in Ephesus, the church where he actually spent more time than he did any other church in the New Testament. Then later, toward the end of the letter to the Ephesian church, he says that we're to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it should be a foundational part of the believer's life for all the things that the Lord allows, that there's to be thankfulness. And then going back to Philippians, as I mentioned, Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And so we see this as an underlying theme, both in the Old Testament and then in the New Testament. It should be an integral part of the Christian life.
What do you think, David? Would you agree with me that being thankful is one of the most important ways that we can worship the Lord today?
Absolutely, I would. You know, I was just teaching on the philosophy of music as part of my current theological issues class this morning. And one of the things that I explained to the students was this idea of worship. And people talk a lot about worship, but I'm not sure everybody has a good, clear, concise definition of what that is. The way I define worship is the appropriate response of God's people to who he is and what he has done. And when we understand who God is and what what he has done. That produces a spirit of thanksgiving. And so that thanksgiving that we show to God is the appropriate response to who he is and what he's done. And that is the heart of worship.
Well, and I think about that verse over there in Thessalonians, where it says, I think it's chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, it says, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I found that as I get together with my wife and my family, if there's some tragedy that may have taken place, we still need to give thankfulness unto the Lord because God has a plan. Would you agree?
I agree. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that verse because that was one of the verses I had in front of me to discuss. But when you mentioned it, I brought it up, and you're absolutely right. You know, people talk about wanting to know the will of God, finding the will of God. You know, if we spend our time focusing on what we know is the will of God and his word, everything else about the unknown or unrevealed will of God takes itself. And certainly, if you want to know what the will of God is, give thanks in everything, and you are going a long way to doing exactly what the Lord would want you to do and living the life that the Lord would want you to live.
Of course, Prophecy Today is a prophecy-focused ministry, a radio broadcast, a number of broadcasts. In fact, we make up of the entire 1 hour and a half that is our national radio broadcast. And I would have to bring to our attention before we conclude our discussion, 2 Timothy chapter 3, signs of the times for the church. I'll be speaking on that in a moment. But one of those very important signs is unthankfulness, and I think we need to think that through because most everything else listed there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I think would be a byproduct of unthankfulness. How about that?
Well, that's right. And, you know, if I remember that passage correctly, I think perhaps one of the first things it says, the first characteristic that leads it off, that says that people will be lovers of themselves.
Right.
And that's characteristic of the last days. And so if you're loving yourself and you're focusing upon yourself and rather than on others and upon the Lord, then you're not going to have a thankful spirit. And so I think this characteristic of being lovers of ourselves is actually totally contrary to having a spirit of thanksgiving.
And in that same passage, he says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's what the church is doing today. I would say the church needs to be more thankful because there is going to be unthankfulness as we move into the last days prior to the rapture, then the tribulation, and the return of Jesus Christ. David, I'm so glad you're going to be able to be home for Thanksgiving with the family. Tell everybody happy Thanksgiving out there and wish them our prayers for a great ministry in the Philippines. And we'll talk to you next time here in the United States.
Well, thanks so much, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well.